out there, once again in the wonderful world of the internet. This is Zombie Zero, recording another supplemental bit for the Red Pill podcast. I'm going to take some time out, and hopefully if you had listened to the top 9 anime films of all time that I did before separately, you might have a sneaking suspicion that I am a big fan as well of foreign language films, which I am. I would say the average person who enjoys watching some movies from time to time may only see 2, 3, maybe 5 foreign language films ever, because the typical audience just doesn't respect or doesn't feel the need to expand their horizons and watch foreign language films. I mean, Hollywood is Hollywood for a reason. It produces all the films, and why should they deviate from the standard of going to see a big Hollywood production blockbuster film? Anything like that. The fact is, Hollywood hasn't come up with an original idea in quite some time. So, they keep recreating, reproducing for an American audience, a lot of films that are foreign films in their inceptions, and then they say, well, we can Americanize this. One of the very recent ones that's coming out is Old Boy, going to be out right around Christmas time this year, directed by Spike Lee, and if you haven't seen the original, you would know that it was a Korean film and being hailed by so many people as a absolute masterpiece, the original is. Not necessarily the Spike Lee joint starring Josh Brolin and having Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson in it, along with other ones such as The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. If you've never seen the original, you wouldn't necessarily say that, well, the American remake is just as good, or you couldn't weigh one against the other in those instances. Maybe to give you one more honorable mention would be Ichi the Killer, from director Takashi Miike. And Takashi Miike is known for making some of the most fucked up films of all time. Look at Audition if you ever want to see maybe the most fucked up film of all time.
Huddled in the cellar, fear caught in their eyes, daring not to move or breathe as the creature cries. Fingernails start scratching on the outside wall, clawing at the windows, countenary it calls. Atmosphere's electric as now descends the stairs. Hiding in the darkness is so futile from its glare. Death comes in an instant as they hoped it would. Souls are sent to heaven while it feasts on flesh.
Aside, I am now going to give you a top 9 foreign language films. I'm not really that big of a fan of dramas, so if you're looking for certain films to be on here, like maybe Irreversible, which is another very, very unique and eclectic foreign language film, I can give that an honorable mention because it is very outside of the norm. It is totally unique. You don't ever see a film like Irreversible, but I don't necessarily put Irreversible in a category where I would put all of these other films. One last honorable mention, just so that you can kind of know that I have seen maybe 150 foreign language films ever, so I have a very deep pool of stuff to go off of. Azume. Azume is directed by Ryuhei Kitamura, and he is also known for some of the very eclectic and outside-of-the-norm movies such as Battlefield Baseball or Versus, and quite a few others.
Get on with it!
Yes! Get on with it!
I realize I've been kind of a cock tease by giving so many honorable mentions. I could have a top 9 honorable mentions, But this one actually was really, really difficult for me to narrow down a top 9. So, without any further ado, here it is, the top 9. Number 9 is Red Cliff. Red Cliff is pretty new. It's a John Woo film, and John Woo hasn't really done so many foreign language films ever since he became a well-known household name as far as American movies are concerned. Now, Red Cliff is kind of historically accurate. I mean, you can't necessarily say that it's not so fantastical and it's not completely historically accurate. Who the hell knows? This is based upon true events of a story in the Three Kingdoms Dynasty era of China, which was 1800 goddamn years ago. So, events that took place may have actually been very close to how they were filmed, but regardless of that fact, the movie itself depicts these battles in such a epic way. It is like Braveheart, but with Chinese history as opposed to Scottish history. Number 8, Pan's Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth, don't think David Bowie Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth is so brutal, so graphic, so goddamn insane. The creature design, don't think the creature design is Jim Henson like the David Bowie Labyrinth. Maybe if Stephen King was the guy behind Jim Henson's creature design. And it being directed by Guillermo del Toro, you have some sneaking suspicion that this movie is really, really disturbing in a lot of ways, and the story really is where this movie shines. Number 7, Battle Royale. Now, it might as well be The Hunger Games before The Hunger Games. Battle Royale is definitely a major inspiration to the entire story of The Hunger Games. Whenever it was originally released, I believe it was banned in something like 180 countries. It is so over the top. You have kids in 7th or 8th grade would be the equivalent in America. I don't remember exactly what the year of their schooling is as far as the original here, Battle Royale, is concerned. But these kids are killing each other to the point that only one can survive. And as I said, seeing that entire story play out as The Hunger Games, and there's 24 kids in The Hunger Games, involved in The Hunger Games, 24 people. There are 42 children involved with Battle Royale, and the funnier thing is, they're not from 12 different districts like the Hunger Games. They're not from 12 different schools. These are 42 kids that are all classmates. The whole idea of the Japanese school system as opposed to the American school system, your classmates are your classmates forever. They have been your classmates forever. The teachers move from one class to the next to the next. Your classmates don't move and don't vary based on, oh, I have math this period and I have science next period, and the kid that I was sitting next to in math class is not going to be the kid I'm sitting next to in science class. No, the science teacher will come into the same room that you were sitting in that the math teacher just got done teaching in. Your classmates are your classmates. So the whole idea that you would be the sole survivor of 42 of your best friends growing up killing each other is mind-blowing. Number 6, Brotherhood of the Wolf. It is a French film. It is also very action-oriented rather than being drama-oriented or anything along those lines. It's a very unique story. It does have a little bit of Americanized help, being that it has Mark Dacascos in it. So people who are familiar with him know that he is a legit martial arts expert. And it does add a little bit of legitimacy to the story when you see a martial arts film that has not been made in the Far East. Number 5, Old Boy. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode here. Old Boy has been gaining a lot of notoriety and getting a lot of publicity because of the Spike Lee remake. Now, having seen the original many, many years ago, and loving the original many, many years ago, Old Boy is the middle chapter of a trilogy, the Revenge Trilogy, from Chan Woo Park. The other films include Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance and Lady Vengeance, which are really nowhere near in the category of Old Boy. And if you had been seeing the previews for Old Boy with Josh Brolin and everything like that, I definitely recommend that you watch the original so that you can get the full effect of the movie before you spoil it by watching an Americanized version of it. Number 4, Mongol, The Rise of Genghis Khan. Mongol is indeed exactly as it says, The Rise of Genghis Khan. It tells a story of him growing up from a very, very young child to his eventual rule overtake of China. It's almost a documentary, but it is a very entertaining film. It's certainly not shown like a documentary, but it does give you the feel that everything that is shown in it and told by it would be historically accurate. It is not meant to be fantastical or outside of the realm of believability. Number 3, Hero. The Hero film with Jet Li, Maggie Cheung, Tony Leung, Zhang Yiyi, Donnie Yen. Oh my god, I almost forgot about Donnie Yen. The fight that they have at the very beginning of Hero, Jet Li and Donnie Yen, is... I don't even know that you need to watch the rest of the film after you see that fight. It is breathtaking. It is amazing. But the film just keeps getting better after the fact. And it is obviously set during the Seven Kingdoms era of Chinese history. I guess if you're not a fan of Chinese history, it may not appeal so much to you, but you should be able to appreciate a really, really great martial arts action epic like Hero. Number 2, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Once again, another very, very entertaining martial arts epic. Chow Yun-fat, Zhang Ziyi, Michelle Yeoh. The biggest thing is also that female protagonist that you have throughout the movie. It's not necessarily following a male protagonist, which makes it unique, and the fight that Michelle Yeoh and Zhang Ziyi have is maybe one of the best fights that has ever been committed to film. It really, really stands out amongst the entire movie, and it is just flat out awesome. Number 1, and there are going to be very few arguments that would put this film anywhere but number 1 as far as a foreign language film is concerned, is Seven Samurai. Akira Kurosawa's epic has been tried to be mimicked many, many times. As recently as 5 or 6 years ago, a new Japanese film called Seven Swords was put into its place, and it really couldn't hold a candle. 10 years ago, an anime series, Seven Samurai, came out, and once again, really couldn't hold a candle. Seven Samurai was also tried to be Americanized with the film The Magnificent Seven. What blasphemy. There's been many, many times that this film has been tried to be duplicated, but none of them can ever really match what Kurosawa put to film. Seven Samurai is so goddamn old, but still so fucking entertaining. I cannot believe how good of a film it was for being how old it is. Anyway, that's my top 9 foreign language films. I guess I did focus a lot on action. There are some dramas that could be in there. The fact is, foreign language action films can relate much easier to an American audience. Foreign language dramas fall way short. Don't forget to like us on facebook.com/redpillpodcast. All the episodes and feeds of the podcast should be able to be searched through iTunes within the next few days as soon as they get verified. So it should be easier for you guys to find them if you go straight through iTunes or if you go through Facebook. Just leave us some feedbacks, comments, let us know what you liked about it and everything like that. And hopefully, once again, I would have expanded your horizons and maybe got you some ideas of some films that you may not have ever thought about watching. But if you watch any of these, you can't go wrong. So, as always, let me leave you with a few words of wisdom. Only put off until tomorrow what you're willing to die having left undone. Thanks, guys. Take it easy.